Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Cincinnati's Q102 Jeff and Jen. It's 18 after 9. Weather-wise, we've got sunshine, partly cloudy skies later. High is 73, right now 54. Got Fritch back in the studio today after taking, well, you didn't take the day off. You were working.
I didn't. Well, it really wasn't work. It was more of just like a complete and amazing honor that I got to go on this flight yesterday. So for people that don't know, there is a local nonprofit organization called Honor Flight Tri-State. It's a Tri-State Honor Flight. And what they do is that they take a bunch of veterans. Like yesterday, we had 86 veterans, but they've had more, sometimes less. They take a group of veterans to Washington, D.C. to visit a lot of our like memorials. Like they go to like the Navy Memorial. We went to the Marine Corps Memorial. We went to the World War II Memorial.
Are these like veterans from
all wars? Yes. So we had one World War II veteran.
How old was he?
He's going to be 97 next week. I know, how amazing is that? His name was Edward. Wow. So sweet. I do have a video that I'm going to put together. I just haven't had time to work on it of a lot of this, so I'll put this up tomorrow. But Edward was amazing. He put a wreath down at the World War II Memorial. So it was really great to see him. But a lot of them came from like the Korean War, the Vietnam War, the
So
Cold
like
War.
All ages though, oh, right? Yes. I mean, we've yes. got the 97-year-old down to what?
65-ish, okay. I would say. Yeah. So it was really amazing. We met at CVG, airport yesterday. The airport is amazing, Jeff. They go above and beyond to just recognize these veterans. So we left yesterday morning we got to the airport at 5 a.m. The flight left around 7-something-ish. The Madeira bagpipe players were there. That was amazing. They do this really big send-off. We land in D.C. We get off the plane. And the flight crew there, they're all clapping and they're all welcoming the veterans. And then we get on these buses and we go straight to the Marine Corps Memorial, which is like that iconic, like Iwo Jima statue of the men putting the flag in the ground.
Wow.
And I knew at that moment, the first time, I was like, this is going to be a very emotional day for some people.
Sure.
And just the stories that we shared with each other and one another, it was just an incredible experience all the way around.
Share wow. the story about the firefighter that you met from Newport.
So there's a firefighter. His name is Michael. And he sat next to me. But honest to God, like I was blessed to pick this seat to sit next to Michael and his veteran, Steven. So Michael is a firefighter at the Newport Fire Department, and he was supposed to take this honor flight. I'm going to get emotional. He was supposed to take this honor flight with his dad. And unfortunately, his father passed away in July before he could take the flight. But the honor flight asked him, like, you know, do you still want to go and be someone's like guardian, like, a, you know, help the veteran out? And he was like, you know what? This is a really great way to honor my dad that passed away. So, yes, I will still go.
So he went and he chaperoned someone else. They call the guardian the word they use?
They call it a guardian. Okay. Yeah. So you're kind of like with the veteran. There's the veteran and then there's the guardian. And Michael was the guardian to this amazing veteran named Steven, who I just fell in love with. I can't wait. I told him I'm bringing him to the radio station because immediately he told me he was from Boston. I was like, oh my gosh, Jeff is from Boston. He works with us. And he started listing off all these like Boston radio stations and Boston DJs.
Oh,
and he
fun.
Was talking about Pizzeria Regina that you go to. And
yeah.
I was like, you have to meet Jeff. But anyways, I mostly spent the day with those two people and a ton of other people, like just on our bus, hanging out, going to different memorials. And Michael and Steven just formed this unbelievable bond because Michael was like, you know, I really wanted to do this to honor my dad. And Steven was like, you know, he's here. He's with us. We're going to spend the day honoring your dad. Mm. And I told him the thing for me that was so amazing about that is like, here is this veteran that this day is honoring him, and he's still giving and paying service to someone else.
Yeah.
It's different, another veteran that couldn't join us. And it was just an amazing experience, and
really
I'm
moving.
Truly blessed to be a part of all of it.
Wow.
But this was a really sweet moment that I wanted to share with you. When I get my video together, I'm going to put stuff up on the Facebook page tomorrow once I get my life back together after being gone all day. Because we didn't even get back until 10:30 last night.
That was a long day for
you. It was. So before we left, we were at the Reagan Airport, and there was this lovely veteran there. His name is Richard, and I was talking to Richard a little bit, and I was like, hey, did you have a good day today? Or, you know, how did you like the day? And Richard was like, it is one of the 10 best days of my life.
Wow.
So he put it in his top 10. And so he actually had this little moment at the terminal, like inside the terminal at the gate before we got on the plane. He did this. He sang a little tune.
Oh, he broke into song.
And then everybody did.
Wow.
People getting off of other flights that were just walking through the terminal were
just
like stopping.
Stopped and joined in.
Yeah, it was wonderful. And I want to also say that when the flight lands back at the Cincinnati, at CVG, it is one of the most emotional experiences I've ever experienced in my life, because when we landed, they had everyone come together that was on the airplane, and then we all walked out of the Concourse A to the main entrance there. And everyone, I mean, there were hundreds and hundreds of people just clapping and cheering and just welcoming these soldiers back home. It was not like a welcome they got when they were originally gone.
Slightly different welcome, probably.
Oh, my God. It was amazing. And, like, their grandkids are there and their children are there and their wives. And it was just incredible to see this huge welcome and this country coming together, because it feels so divisive all the time. But this one moment that was so amazing that everyone was just, like, rooting and very grateful to be a part,
yeah,
to be with each other. Yeah, it was really incredible.
That's awesome. And the public is like, it's not just friends and family.
Totally.
The public can come out and welcome them back at the end of the honor flight, no?
Correct, they can. So they're finished with the honor flights for this year, but they're getting ready to do a gala. And I have the information up for the gala on our Q102 Facebook page. If you scroll down a little bit, you can actually do this. Because they're not government funded. It's totally private funding. No one takes any profit from this. And it's very expensive to send these veterans on these flights. They're going to do more flights in the spring. But if you want to go to the gala or make a donation, I'll put all the information up on our Facebook page. But just what a humbling, amazing experience.
How cool.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm so glad you've wanted to do this forever.
Years. And I want to give a shout out to Cheryl and Tim. They kind of run the organization. Jennifer and John Mock. He was a big, huge part of getting me there. So just huge shout out and thanks to those people. And by the way, Jeff, I told Steven he's coming to the radio station. So I want you to block out like 20, 30 minutes of your day, because he's ready to go talk to you about all things Boston.
I would love that. Absolutely. Yes. I can't wait.
Yeah. And if you have a veteran in your life, talk to them. Because I found that yesterday was a very interesting experience, because people have stories they want to share. I just don't know if they're always engaged to share the story. Sometimes they don't want to, but it's like they just wanted to talk, and it was awesome to just learn some
new things. When they are willing to talk, what you can learn.
Oh, yeah. It's unreal. It's unreal. Like, my life has changed for the better because of this experience, for sure.
Awesome. Glad to hear that.
Yeah.
So cool.
All right. We are going to take a break here. When we come back, I'm sure Fritch has something for us to do, because Jen and I have been lost all morning. You guys left and we were like, what do we do? We don't know what to do. I know we started the show and it was just the two of us, but since then, we can't
and
be
we
trusted
totally
to be
screwed
alone.
Screwed up, because we were supposed to call Kelly today for the 1K letter of the day.
I emailed myself, but
totally
I should have emailed you. So.
And yep, we were talking to Wanda and then we're like, oh, crap.
Uh-oh.
So we're going to have to do that tomorrow.
Yeah. I have it on the list.
It's on the list.
It is true when things go to crap around here without me, right? I'm just kidding.
Yeah. All right. So more to come. Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. Wanda, I feel like it's been forever and a day since the last time we spoke with you.
It has been.
What's been up to?
It's so hard to get through.
Oh, is that it? We thought maybe you left town, went on vacation or something.
Needed a break.
Went on the lam.
It's just been so hard.
Yeah, a lot of people want to play this game, Wanda. There's money on the line, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Well, we're spending money left and right this morning.
Yep, we just gave away $10,000. That was kind of fun.
Yep.
Yeah, I was listening.
Yeah.
So let's see if we can give away another grand at this point. It's not like we got much money left.
Nope. But that's all right.
May as well spend the rest of it.
You win it, you can have it. We're happy to get rid of it.
All right.
All right.
Today you got the letter M.
Oh, that's a good one.
As in money.
Money.
As in millennium.
Money.
Million. Melon.
Okay.
Mason.
Mm-hmm. Look at you.
What's a car that starts with the letter M?
Mazda.
Mazda. There you go.
Right.
Madness.
Yes. Mississippi.
Millipede. Is that a real word?
That's marshmallow.
A real name, right? Oh, I love marshmallow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you
so
got this.
Feel free to use any of those or not. Totally up to you.
Mud pie. Okay. All right.
I'll turn the music down.
Well, here we go,
put
Wanda.
30 seconds on the clock.
Put it on there, Jeff. Put it on.
There you go.
Okay.
I won't start that timer until Jen has finished asking the first question.
So here we go, Wanda, with the letter M. Name something you buy on Amazon.
Oh, mistletoe.
Something yellow.
Mayflower.
A car.
Mercedes-Benz.
A dessert.
Milky Way.
A sport.
Marathon.
Something round.
Marigolds.
Something sticky.
Muffins.
A city.
Mount Carmel.
A condiment.
Mustard.
Oh, my God. You had nine, girl.
Yeah,
you had nine.
That was incredible, Wanda. That was really good.
It was a really good play. And what I find really funny is that Jeff and I gave you multiple answers and you didn't use one of them.
No. That was really funny.
I got nine the last time I played.
Yes.
Ten extra seconds.
A car? I ain't doing no stinking Mazda.
I'm not doing a Mazda. I'm doing a Mercedes.
Doing a Benz, baby. She had second aid update on the brain, I think.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
That's great. Well done, Wanda. Well done.
Nice job.
Yeah.
All right.
This time away did you some good.
Bonus next time.
Yeah, you need a bonus.
Oh, God. We forgot to call. We were supposed to call.
We were supposed to call Kelly.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, totally forgot.
All right,
Kelly, we'll
tomorrow.
Get you. See, this is what happens when Fritch and Tim leave us alone.
Yeah.
You guys have a good day.
Yep.
All right, we will.
You too, dear.
All right, thank you.
Okay. All right.
Take it easy.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that's how we started the show. The show was originally you and me.
Yep.
That's it.
The two of us.
Nobody else.
No help whatsoever.
And we couldn't be trusted.
No.
Could they be trusted to handle our own affairs.
Yeah, they knew from the beginning. We needed a little assistance.
They are not to be left alone ever again. So, you know, and this is why. This is what happened.
This is exactly why.
All right, let's check those roads once again. We got Toria standing by. Toria popped her head in a little while ago. She's like, well, look at this. It's just the two of you. What's that like? Weird. Speaking of which, what do the roads look like?
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.